now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time for Check Sports and MSU West Plains Grizzly Aiden Gare, sophomore sharpshooter for the Missouri State West Plains Grizzly basketball team, has signed a national letter of intent to join the Montana State University Bobcats beginning this fall. Gare, a 6'6" guard from Williamsport, Pennsylvania, started 26 games for the Grizzlies this past season. He led the team in scoring, averaging 15.4 points per game, while shooting 43% from the three-point line. He scored a career-high 34 points and made 10 of 14 threes against number 7 Moberly Area Community College on February 8th inside the West Plains Civic Center. Gare was 7th in the nation in three-pointers made among NJCAA Division I players with 94. Gare earned first team All-Region 16 and honorable mention All-American honors from the NJCAA this past season. He is the 17th Grizzly basketball player to earn All-American honors. Congratulations, Aiden Gare. St. Louis Cardinals played the Brewers in Game 3 of a three-game series last night. With more, here's your Redbird Recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and last night at Busch Stadium, Matthew Liberatore came up from Memphis to make his first start of the year, and wouldn't you know it, he's 2-0 now against Milwaukee after a 3-0 win with identical numbers against them in his first start in the past and then last night.
6 punch-outs for Liberatore, 5 scoreless innings. Cardinals' bullpen was good behind him. Palante kind of got him out of the 6th inning. Then it was Gallegos, then it was Helsley who picked up the save. But the big blow really was the home run by Paul DeJong, a 2-run home run that came in the middle of the game to extend the Cardinals' lead. That came against Corbin Burns, who took the loss.
And the Cardinals saw Nolan Arenado get an infield hit for their first run, career RBI number 1,000 for Nolan.
And he just missed homering in his 6th straight game, missed it by about 5 or 6 inches.
Hitting the ball foul, just missing the foul pole. Now the Cardinals welcome in the Dodgers. Adam Wainwright against lefty Julio Urias. We're on the air at 5:50. Ricky will have the lineups at 6:35.
Tonight, the Cardinals host the Dodgers. Pregame 5:50, game start 6:35, all on KUKU 100.3 and News Talk Radio KWPM. The Kansas City Royals held off the San Diego Padres again for a 4-3 victory at Petro Park last night. High school district baseball scores. Class 3, District 9, it was Liberty over Thayer 1-0. Houston defeated Mansfield 3-2. And then Licking topped Liberty 10-0. In Class 2, District 10, Seymour defeated Hartville 8-2. Gainesville topped Kabul 9-3. Class 1, District 4, it was Greenwood shutting out Dora 6-0. State playoffs girls softball, it was Ava over Houston 7-2. And their state playoff bid will continue the Ava Lady Bears. And now the 2023 Gridiron Classic Football All-Star Game benefiting the Ronald McDonald House Tooth Truck will take place on Friday, June 2nd at Parkview High School. Kickoff is 7:30. Tickets are $10 each, 6 and under, no charge at the gate. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.